in our services. There are different types of prayers, hymns, responses. One, for instance, we call litany, which is when the deacon, or without the deacon, when the priest lists several things that we would like to pray for, and we all pray by saying, Lord, have mercy. We know at the end of these litanies, there is usually a prayer. The prayer is said by the priest, not by the deacon or the bishop. If the bishop is present, the bishop will say the prayer. Now the prayer is said, and then the ending of the prayer is, we call it the exclamation. The ending of the prayer is, for instance, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory. That would be the exclamation. Sometimes the prayers are said out loud. Sometimes the prayers are said quietly. So if you're using this book or the red book, a hard-covered book, you can follow that and you can read it. I want you to know that we're not just skipping those prayers. We're not just saying, oh, we don't need to do those, and going right to the exclamation. We are saying the prayers, but sometimes we say the prayers quietly. There's a section called the anaphora, which will be coming up shortly after the great entrance. This is several prayers put together, interspersed with some hymns by the choir and people. And so this also is a longer prayer. There are times we say it out loud and times we say the anaphora quietly. One thing I wanted to mention, as we are on the eve of Great Lent, as Deacon Kirill just mentioned, the anaphora that we use generally is called the anaphora of St. John Chrysostom. And so we even mention his name at the end of the Divine Liturgy because we're using the anaphora associated with him. There's another anaphora that's also used, and that's the anaphora of St. Basil the Great. St. Basil the Great's anaphora is a little longer. Oftentimes we sing, the priest will say that quietly too. Sometimes, because it's longer, the choir finishes the hymn before the priest has finished the prayer. And so, as the priest, I have the option of continuing to say it quietly, and in that case, there'll just be silence, somewhat silence, in the church for a little bit until I come to the exclamation, or I'll just start saying it out loud at that point, which is what I usually do. So if you hear all of a sudden a prayer being said and you can't find where I am, it's probably because I already started it earlier when the choir was singing, and now I'm someplace in the middle. You can always read along the prayers quietly from where you are to follow, whether we're in St. John Chrysostom's anaphora or St. Basil. When we enter Great Lent, the Sundays of Great Lent are generally, we use the anaphora of St. Basil, and on a couple other days throughout the year. But that's kind of the big change in the Sunday liturgy, is we move to the anaphora of St. Basil the Great. If you look at these books, the white ring-bound book that are in the pew, you'll notice when it's there are options for Basil or Chrysostom, there'll be two columns. And so if we're doing St. Basil's liturgy, the anaphora of Basil, we use the right column when you see two columns. Starting on page 20, I think that's the beginning of the two columns sections. When it's the same in both, then it's just one column. But if there are two columns and it's during Lent, generally we're looking at the right column. The exception is at the very end of the liturgy, when we have the prayer behind the ambon. There are two prayers, one for St. John Chrysostom, one for St. Basil. We only do the Basil one on January 1st. This is the prayer behind the ambon at the end of liturgy. That Basil one only is done on January 1st, which is the feast of St. Basil. Otherwise, we use the St. John Chrysostom. So to be aware of that, there are two columns in the book. When we use the anaphora of St. Basil, we move over to the right column. And if you don't hear the prayer, sometimes we say the prayers out loud, sometimes we don't. But when you don't hear the prayer is being said, and you can read it also silently as well. They're beautiful prayers, and they actually teach us to pray as well.